When prayer at public venues is mentioned, the result is, well, too often disagreement, discouragement. However, there is one day at least out of the year when gathering in faith and joy to celebrate and worship God in prayer while calling on Him to continue to provide His wisdom and guidance is celebrated and embraced by millions of people around the nation. On Thursday, May 1st, people across the country will take part in the 63rd annual National Day of Prayer. Here to discuss this year's theme and the meaning of this day is the Director of Public Relations for the National Day of Prayer, Dion Elmore. Good morning, Dion.
Hey, good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on the program.
Always great to have you back here to talk about and remind people of this indeed special day that provides, I think, a lot of people a foundation and a sense of rebalance and reassessment. NationalDayOfPrayer.org, by the way, is your resource for everything to do with this May 1st Thursday event. And it does come with a theme, a foundational verse, and not just an overall general purpose. Talk about what the theme of this year's event is going to be.
Oh, sure. Yeah, this year every year we take time and we set aside time for prayer, appropriately enough, as an organization focused on that topic. We set aside time to pray through what it is the theme should be for each year. And this year, this 2014 National Day of Prayer, we chose One Voice United in Prayer. We continued to hear calls out from God's people who were involved in churches and organizations across the nation that we need to unite. We need to be united in prayer. And we went back with that thought in mind, and Romans 15:6, the verse that we base this on, really stood out to us. It says, "So that with one mind and one voice you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ." And it really impacted us that by joining our minds together, having our minds focused on approaching God, upon bringing our prayers and petitions to Him, upon listening to Him, because that's the other side of prayer. Sometimes we don't do that enough. But He gives us direction. And with one voice, crying out to Him, gathering together to cry out, when we do that, it glorifies God. And that was just exciting to us. We thought, you know, that's a great way to focus our energies during the National Day of Prayer on glorifying God and on communicating with Him with one voice.
These events will be taking place at hundreds of places, thousands of places around the country. And when you go to nationaldayofprayer.org, go to the events page. You can type in your zip code. And if you want to widen the scope of your search results a little bit, you have that option too. And you can find out the times and the locations of the National Day of Prayer events near you. Since our home base physically is Sussex County, New Jersey, Sussex County National Day of Prayer will be at the Hampton Shopping Center, Route 206 in Newton. There's also some additional events. Vernon National Day of Prayer, for example, will be noon until 1 at the Vernon Municipal Building. Again, you go to nationaldayofprayer.org, go to their event page, just type in the zip code, and that's how you can find all the locations of, I'm just scrolling here, just in the results I brought up for 07416, the zip code for where our studios are located. There were 38 results just in that narrow search. So imagine where you can find events near you, close to you, and maybe even find a place between you and another family member, or you or another friend, and maybe meet at that central location and make it a shared experience as well. So that could be an idea too. The New Jersey's kind of an interesting position with prayer right now because, as is tradition, we have atheist organizations suing a central New Jersey school over the reciting of the Pledge of Allegiance every day, with, of course, that dreaded phrase, under God, at least in their eyes.
Right,
and American Fairleigh Dickinson University Public Mind back on April 21st released a poll that showed 73% of voters in the nation, this wasn't just a New Jersey poll, 73% of voters in the nation say that prayer at public meetings is fine as long as the public officials are not favoring some beliefs over others. And that's really part of the foundation of what the National Day of Prayer is all about.
Well, and actually, it's, you know, I think a lot of people don't realize that the National Day of Prayer is actually a proclamation given by the president, you know, according to public law. The laws of our land, the president, it says, shall issue a proclamation designating the first Thursday in May as a National Day of Prayer on which the people of the United States may turn to God in prayer and meditation at churches, in groups, and as individuals. And so it's actually a call that is made to our people, a national observance. And so what the National Day of Prayer Task Force does is that we choose a theme. We help essentially to put together some resources that help people to hold National Day of Prayer events. And we encourage that, of course. But each year what we do is we focus people back on the fact that this is a national observance, and we as citizens of our great nation, you know, a nation that gives us under our Constitution protection from the ability, or protection so that we have the ability to freely worship and freely pray and freely gather and freely speak. That's what the Constitution guarantees. You know, Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Having a state religion mandated by lawmakers is prohibited, so, you know, that we're free to worship. It's not so that the state is protected from people of faith. It's so that people of faith are protected from the state.
Exactly. That's what Jefferson wrote in 1822.
We also have an obligation by our government to not prohibit the free exercise thereof. When our government begins to try to prohibit the free exercise of our religious faith, then it's going contrary to what our Constitution guarantees for us as individuals and having rights to gather and pray in private and in public. So, you know, it's one of the things that we really want to encourage people, you know, to do is to stand in their freedom. We live in a free nation, and we thank God for that. And so to praise God for that, but also, you know, to come back, there are many groups out there, like you mentioned, who are continuing to, you know, try to, you know, in essence, what they're doing is that they're trying to intimidate those who are people of faith, and they're intolerant of the people of faith, and they want to impose their systems of unbelief upon the whole nation, when in reality, what did you say, 73% of Americans favor public prayer. And so, you know, again, it's just a matter of history. If we understand history, we have no issue with praying in public gatherings, because we know that that's how our nation was established and what our founding fathers believed and what they were trying to put into the Constitution to protect us, our freedoms. And so, you know, we want to encourage people to get out, to pray. You are free. You live in a free nation. Exercise your freedoms.
Talking with Dion Elmore from the National Day of Prayer, nationaldayofprayer.org on the web. And you are listening to Issues and Ideas. 2 million people attended over 30,000 National Day of Prayer observances last year, organized by approximately 40,000 volunteers. If someone is thinking about or would like to say, you know what, I know there's a county event that's going on, but town pride is also a strong point of focus for some people, too, and they want to have a individual event, or maybe the county that they're in listening on the stream right now somewhere in the nation isn't doing a National Day of Prayer event. Maybe school children and a Bible club or a religious club after school hours might want to take part in this organization, in this event on Thursday, May 1st. What's entailed into organizing a National Day of Prayer event locally?
Sure. Well, you know, it's interesting. We have, like you said, over 40,000 volunteers who put these events together. And it is as creative as individuals are. You know, I mean, we have events that are large gatherings at state capitals. We have small gatherings in people's living rooms. We have churches that gather together and call their people to pray on the National Day of Prayer. We've got people who gather groups in their offices and at schools. There's a huge variety. We even have hot air balloons that go up into the air over cities and pray over the cities. I mean, it's just amazing what people come up with, ways to observe the National Day of Prayer. But we encourage people to just go to our website at nationaldayofprayer.org, and on there we have promotional tools, we have resources that are available to you, we have a lot of free resources. In fact, if you wanted to sign up as a coordinator to coordinate an event, we have a whole manual that just gives general instruction on how to put together a community event if you wanted to do one in the community, or a church event if you wanted to do one at your local church. Again, just as guidelines to help. And we've been doing this now for 26 years through the National Day of Prayer Task Force. And, you know, we've seen just about every kind of prayer gathering you can imagine. So, you know, we're happy to provide resource to people to help them to accomplish what they're trying to do in their local area.
It all starts at the nationaldayofprayer.org. And to find out the event already formed near you, the event page, type in your zip code, And you will get several options, dozens of options, really, of something geographically close to you, if not just right in your backyard. And if you want to organize your own National Day of Prayer event, all the resources, information is at nationaldayofprayer.org for you to do that. As well, Thursday, May 1st, 63rd Annual National Day of Prayer. And from the National Day of Prayer, we've been joined by the Director of Public Relations, Dion Elmore. Dion, continued success with the events as they go on for today, tomorrow, next year, and the year after that, an endless amount of time because there's an endless need for prayer and for the people to come together and rejoice, and that's what the day is all about. Thanks for being here.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate your time. Blessings.